Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hey, chickens. I lied to you yesterday. I didn't know I was lying. I said the Doctor Who Infinite Quest must be somewhere on a streaming service the Infinite Quest turned out to be trying to find the Infinite Quest on a streaming service. I couldn't find it anywhere. Dreamland is on Stan, but that doesn't have pirates in it. That's kind of like a UFO thing. Area 55 business. But I do have it on DVD, of course, because I'm a crazed nerd. So I watched it. If you don't have it on DVD, I apologize that this is going to be a very strange experience. Basically, this was an animation that was created for... Do you remember there used to be like 400 Doctor Who shows and half of them were the making of Doctor Who? So there was... Doctor Who Confidential, where they kind of went behind the scenes. And then there was something for kids called Totally Doctor Who. It's just the weirdest title. It's Totally Doctor Who. And they had like a 2 to 3 minute animation every week on Totally Doctor Who. And then all of the animations added up to one big story, which they released on DVD. And I think they played it on the BBC as one whole episode. According to the DVD, this is a feature-length animation starring David Tennant and Freema Agyeman. It's 45 minutes. Don't give me feature length. It says 82 minutes here as running time. And I don't know what it's included in that 82 minutes because does that include all the cast interviews? There is like a... Like, there's an animatic version of it, but, like, that's almost impossible to watch because it's really rough scribbles with just the voice track and no music. I didn't watch that because, I tried to, but it was driving me crazy. Anyway, The Infinite Quest. So it's a David Tennant story, which is exciting. And weirdly, he's less annoying when he's a cartoon because he can't move. Because, like, it's really limited animation. Like, it almost looks like Flash animation. Like, I mean, it was... When was this made? 2007. It's kind of restrained as far as animation goes. So it starts with Giles from Buffy, who is like a cyborg pirate captain thing with a giant prosthetic arm. And he's got, like this, he's got like weird steampunk goggles on that have louvered kind of like Venetian blinds inside them. Like, it is a weird, you know, like it looks like kind of, you know, cheap futuristic Kanye West. He does have like a shirt with horizontal stripes on, just like a pirate. And he does have a robot parrot in a cage repeating everything he says. And his face is completely covered and he breathes through this weird, He's got like these two glowing green tubes kind of hanging out the bottom of his face. The Doctor and Martha materialize on this guy's ship just as he's gloating over being king of the world or the best thing ever or something. You see the Earth kind of below him out of his big windows. So he's obviously, you know, here trying to take us over. And the Doctor, you know, does that thing that the David Tennant Doctor does, which is info dumps galore. He just starts explaining that this is Balthazar. He forged his ship himself, which Martha is impressed by, and Balthazar kind of, you know, does a little humble brag about it. Balthazar apparently has destroyed all of Earth's defenses, which the Doctor says he shouldn't have done. You know, in that way, you really shouldn't have done that. And the robot parrot is, like, indiscriminately repeating stuff. Like, I thought he was just repeating Balthazar stuff, but he starts repeating the Doctor's stuff. It's just, like, just robot parrot in a cage just yelling things. So, apparently, Balthazar has a plan to superheat the Earth in a plasma field, which Martha works out will turn all of the carbon-based life forms, which is what he calls it, which is the people and, you know, animals and everything. Anyway, it's going to turn all of the carbon on the Earth into diamonds. So we'll all be diamonds. Yay! which are not really as rare as the diamond-selling people would have you think. Although, here's a fun fact. Diamonds are, like, each diamond that you get out of the Earth is estimated to be at least 1 billion years old. I know, billion. Maybe 3 billion years old. Because they come out of volcanoes. I know, this is fun. Like, this is someone's topic on Hard Quiz was diamonds. Anyway, so I know diamonds. Not much, though. So the Doctor says he's going to stop this plan of Balthazar's and hands him a spoon, which Balthazar snaps in half with his weird claw arm. His claw arm is, well, it's exactly the same claw arm that Mean Machine Angel has in 2000 AD, which I find a bit weird because this script is written by Alan Barnes, who, did he work at 2000? I think he worked at Judge Dredd magazine for a while. So it's not like he doesn't know, but so, yeah. I mean, maybe he had no say over what the pictures looked like. But I find it weird that the giant prosthetic arm looks almost exactly like Mean Machine Angel from 2000 AD. But that's just me. Maybe whinging. For no good reason. I know Russell T. Davis definitely knows about 2000 AD because Gridlock is pretty much based on Judge Dredd. The Balthazar snaps the spoon in half with his giant Mean Machine Angel claw. And, you know, the Doctor is like, oh, you shouldn't have done that because there was some kind of metal-eating fungus in the spoon, which starts eating away at the deck of the ship, and Balthazar falls to the floor. And Martha's like, no, you can't leave the parrot to die. So the Doctor releases the robot parrot. And then he and Martha get in the TARDIS and take off. And the Doctor hypothesizes that, you know, if Balthazar's ever caught, he'd be sent to the freezing prison on Vorlag Nor. Sounds like, you know, sounds like a Star Trek planet. So then he gets Martha to give him some random numbers, which he plugs in his coordinates, and they're off to Copacabana Beach. And then we see Balthazar's ship exploding, but he has survived and is flying out of the explosion on the back of his robot parrot, which, so I found this a bit confusing because when I saw the robot parrot in the cage, I thought it was like shoulder-sized pirate parrot. Jesus, pirates must have so much parrot poop on their shoulders. it was big enough for him to fly on, unless it can grow and shrink, this weird robot parrot. Then we get the opening credits, which looks exactly the same, except the TARDIS is like weirdly animated, so it's a strange experience. After the opening credits, the Infinite Quest, the TARDIS stops suddenly. I also, whenever I think of Infinite Quest, I'm like, was this written like as a riff on the David Foster Wallace book Infinite Jest? Like, I mean, it has nothing in common except for a, you know, similar sounding title. But do you think that was just like a thing? They're like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a fun, Infinite Jest would be a fun title, but, you know, kids won't know. So we'll call it Infinite Quest. It's strange. Anyway, because, I mean, look, I've had to, that was, David Foster Wallace was someone's topic on Hard Quiz that my colleague Vaya had to do, and lovely Vaya from the Neighbours podcast, if you want to listen to that. I mean, Neighbours is ending, so they're probably doing some very choice material at the moment. yeah, like, oh my Lord, did she hate David Foster Wallace by the end of that topic? It was a fun topic, though. Like, I think, was that my episode that I think I was the senior writer for that episode. But yeah, it was like looking into his stuff. It's like, he's a really talented writer, but he just kind of goes in for this over the top nonsense. Like, there's thousands of footnotes in Infinite Jest. Like, the footnotes are probably the size of a regular novel. Like, it's gigantic. Like, it's a massive big book. Anyway, it's over the top. So the TARDIS stops suddenly because it's been carried in the claws of the robot parrot. This parrot is gigantic now. The music started. So we'll continue the Infinite Jest in the next episode. Infinite Quest! I'm going to keep saying Infinite Jest, aren't I?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.